Learning Masechtas of Amos Nachman Chesem and Aleph. The sugya is handling the sugya of Machoikas Rav and Shmuel, which started on the Zion in the days that Rav said Yesh Chuppa L'Psulais, that when you have an Isha which is Psul L'Kuna, you have a Chuppa that is Yesh Chuppa L'Psulais, and Shmuel Ame'e Chuppa L'Psulais. And the sugya is a little complicated with the Shita Sirishenim and how each one will learn the Halach Eilach of the sugya. I'll try to explain a bit. The first shayla we have in the Rishayim is, Rav holds Yesh Chuppa L'Psulais, does that mean it's mamish like a bia, and she's pasul even if it's Nisamlin is Garshu, or she's only pasul at the time that they're married. Nisamlin is Garshu is still mutter. See, Rashi is a shtickle mashm it's a bia. Rashi two places, Rashi in the beginning of the sugi, Yesh Chuppa L'Psulais, Rashi is Chuppa K'knisas B'ila Damya. And Rashi also in Chesem and Aleph, Ein Chupasa Machilasa, he says, in Bas Kain, Yichuba Pasleisa Kibiyasa. I think Rashi is clear Meduyik that the Rav that holds Yesh Chuba Lipsulis is Mamish Apaslis and it's Mamish like Abiyah. The Menetam also holds that way, the Mishainim will bring it, the Menetam, that says, Vichuba Achlushinai Ravish Muvis Amas Gaishna Misnisan Kaimi, that Yesh Chuba Lipsulis means that it's Pasl and Kilu is a bia. But Taisus, according to Rashi, holds that even if it's Yesh Chuppa L'Psulais, it's not the Pshan, it's a bia. It's like an Erisin. It's Mishtameris L'Bia P'sula. Now, why is it different than an Erisin? The point is that Rav holds that even according to Ablazer and Rav Shimon, that hold the Mishtameris L'Bia P'sula by the Erisin, she could eat Shuma, but if you have a Chuppa, then she can't eat Shuma because Chuppa is Kravel Lubia. And Ravels, even her Bezim Shimon would hold that the Chuppa would make a Mishtameris Lubia Psula. Well, Lamaisa, the Chuppa wouldn't be considered like a Bia to Pasel her. So that's one Shaila in the Rishayna. There's another Shaila in Rishayna. What are we discussing? We're discussing the Chuppa after Kedushin or even Chuppa below Kedushin. Rashi says, Kain Gadol Shemachnis Amana Baskayin Lechuppa V'loi Bo'olah U'mikara Nami Lekitcha. He wasn't Mekadosh. We're talking about a chuppah without Kedushin. Now, L'chayim, like the Rishayim point out, the sugya is mavur, both from the kasha of Mepluk Tadani Tanayi Tanya Nisu Zu Vazu Ksheri Sipsul Sashinichnasu L'chuppah V'loi Nivalum, which sounds like there was a Kedushin. And also the next one, Rav Sheisha said, Yesh Chuppah L'Psulas V'tana Tuna Amen Shalastisa Erusin Nesuah Shemesh Yavan Akrusa Nidz Mavur, there was a Kedushin. And the Gemara stels it to the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. So that much the Chayyim see clear that the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel is even a Chuppah after Kedushin, but Rashi holds that the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel is also in the case of Chuppah without Kedushin. That's what Rashi holds, and the Rashi is Maskim. Taisus and the Ramban holds that a Chuppah without Kedushin is nothing. And Beis Hashem, we're going to see the Sugya of Rami Bar Chama, we'll see how each Shita learns it up in the Sugya. Now, in Shitas Rashi, Taisus holds the Pshat in Rashi that we're dealing with a Kedushin without a Chuppah is because we're going like Rav Huna. Rav Huna in Kedushin, Dafei holds that a Chuppah can make a Kedushin. So Lamais is not Pshat that she has a Chuppah without a Kedushin. The Chuppah Kuf is a Kedushin. And Rav holds that therefore, even though it's Psulais, she has a Chuppah and a Kedushin. So now she's Asati Chuma. And Shmuel holds Ein Chuppah L'Psulais, since it's Aser, it doesn't have a Torah's Chuppah, and Memela, it doesn't work, it's not a Kedushin. But the Yisayda Davar is, if there's Takan on a Kedushin, Avadat, the Chuppah would be nothing at all. But the Rajbols, no. The Rajbols, even if there's no Kedushin, the Chuppah alone gives you a Din of Mishnameris L'Biyah P'sula that passels. So it's like three Shittas in the Mishainim. Taisus, and the Ramban holds that the whole sugya has to be told that there was Kedushin. We don't pass on like Ravana. Without Kedushin, it's nothing. Taisus in Rashi holds that Rashi's mashma in Svara and Lomnus that there has to be Kedushin. But we hold like Ravana, Chuppah Kufa could be Kedushin. And he's saying it in order to stem with the sugya later. But the Rashba holds that no, you can have a Chuppah without Kedushin, but Negei Hilchas Chuma, it passes just like if one have Kedushin, it's also called Mishnameris L'Biyah P'sula. And the Rambam holds Mamish that way like the Rashba. The Rambam, and you could say this way in Rashi also, the Rambam Hilchas Chumas Perek Zayin Alokha Chafalim says that if an amana l'kayin gadol min erisin, gush l'chutz kayin hedim min erisin, can he chume, pass like a mei, mishtemeris l'bi epsula is possible. And then he writes like this, v'chein, im niklusu l'chubba b'lo erisin, ein an eichleis, she'chubba b'sleisim ilecho. Says Clark, without erisin, ein an eichleis, and the Rambam doesn't hold like a vuna. Then he says, if salman is garishim min erisin, chazu l'akshayim v'eichleis, min an esuun l'yeichlu shekvayin eskallu. So first you see in the Rambam that we're talking about chubba without kedushin, and you see you don't have to come on to Rav Huna that imbibes the kedushin, even without kedushin in pasuls. Now, like we said before, there's two ways to learn the Gemara. If yesh chubba l'psulis means that it's mamish like a bia and it passes al olam, or does yesh chubba l'psulis just mean it's like a mishtameris l'bia psula? Now the Rambam here is mashma that this chubba mechainim niklus l'chubba b'loy erisin einam eichleis, he says. It sounds like that it doesn't blab like a via. Einam eichleis. He says just like erisin doesn't eat, so chubba b'leirisin also einam eichleis. Shachubba b'slaisim ilechol. And then he says the salmon is garishu min erisin chazul akshayim v'eichleis min esuun leyechleis shekray neschalu. That could be nesuun after the chubba. You see the Rambam in Hilchas Yisurei Bia Perigur Alacha Gimel. He says clearly, Kayin Shekidish Ishim Yisur Kun Vesamas Kashim and Erisin Loinis Chala, that she doesn't blind like a bee, it's just Erisin, and she could eat. Venesis Avishal Nivel and Eschala. Venesis Avishal Loinivel and Eschala. She called Nesuah Becheskis Buli. Avishal Nimsis Besuva. The Rambam says very clearly that if there was a Kedushin, and then a Nesuah, even without any bee, she's Neschal, and it's like a bee. Call Nesuah Becheskis Buli, even if she's found a Beula. So if there's Kedushin before, it's possible Eilam. But, a Chubba B'lay Kedushin, the Mashmoyis of the Rambam is, that it only passes our Tzayt Violet. I saw it in the Derech Amunah, Chaim Knievsky brings down a Machloikis, the Marashal, here in Yamsha Shloime holds, like we're saying, a Chubba without Kedushin only passes the Shaitai, that lies like a Mishtameris L'biya Psula, and it doesn't lie B'biya that has the Psul forever. But it brings her advice, which is printed there in the Shapsi Frankel Rambam, that even without Kedushin, Apostles Leilam could be. And that's how he learns up the Rambam. Now, on the tzad that a chuppah without Kedushin is like a mishtameris l'viya psula. So for how long is she possible? It doesn't say clearly. If Chaim Kanievsky in Derech Amunah says that he thinks the pshat is that if he says, l'chayr nira, shem skimu b'neim sheshuv lo yinasu, chazalach shayra. Means as long as they're planning on getting married, so that's called mishtameris l'biya psula. Once they decide they're not getting married anymore, so not mishtameris l'biya psula. That's how the Rashba explains the word. That even though there's no marriage, there's no chaloi, so what's mishtameris l'biya psula? She's waiting for biya psula. Here also, when they got married, even though it's not halachically sanctioned married, there's no kedushin, there's just chuppah which doesn't work, but that's mishtameris l'biya psula. So if they decide they're not married anymore, they're not planning on going through with this marriage. So then, it's like Nesamlu and Nesgarishu. So the Marshal in Yamshel Shleimai holds that way. This is the chilik, that without Kedushin, like the Mashmayish and the Rambam, it's just Mishtameris L'biya Psula, but with Kedushin, that the Rambam says Mefurish, Ablaibs like a Bia. The Advaz, like we said, holds in both cases Ablaibs like a Bia, and that's the Rambam, even without Kedushin. The Advaz, later on, after the Chesim and Beis, on the Sugya of Kayin Godosh, Shekirish, Zektanu, Ubagar Tachtov, He was clearing that maybe even if it's Niklus L'chubba after Kedushin, Nisamun is Garshu, Rav was only saying Yesh Chubba L'psula is to make her Mishtameris L'biya Psula, like we're going to explain. But Be'etzim, as long as Nisamun is Garshu, even the Chubba after Kedushin, she doesn't become Pasul. But he writes, it's Yitaka Midar Abanan, she becomes Asa. There's a Shara Melech, Hilchas Ishus, and Kuchas Chubbas Kasanim Sefeit. It speaks by Arichas. The Rambam says Mefurish should become as possible Klais if it's the Reis of the Rabbanan. The Ritva says on the side that it's possible it's the Rabbanan. So Mekitzah, what do we have? We have a Machlaikis Yishayim for Torah with Kedushin or even without Kedushin. And Rabbeinu Tam and the Rabban hold without Kedushin it's nothing. And Taisus holds it could be Torah without Kedushin only if you hold like Rav Huna and Mamela will be with Kedushin. And the Rashba and Das Rashi and the Rambam hold even without Kedushin the Chubba makes the Mishtameris to be a Psula. And possibly even like a Biyu Gemura. And then we discussed if Yesh Chubba L'Psulas means it's a Mishtameris L'Biyu Psula, or if Yesh Chubba L'Psulas means it's a Biyu Gemura to Pasul. Now, there's another shaila like this. This machlaik is Rav and Shmuel. Is it the pshat that they're having a machlaik in Snehuchas Chuma, that Rav holds that a chubbul of psulais makes the psul chuma like a bia to pass the la'ilam, or like a mishnameris to be a psula? And Shmuel holds no. The chuppah does not mess up anything in the psul for achilas chuma. Does it make it like an erisin, or does it make it like a bia? Or is the machlaikis, if chuppah is kaina, when is aser? Is the machlaikis an ochas chuppah, not an ochas chuma? The Rav holds that there's such a thing called the chuppah. And Shmuel holds no. When an ish is a surah, a chuppah doesn't work. Now the Rishonim bring, the Gemara brings a raya, the Gemara at the end of Nuchesim and Aleph, that says, I have a raya to Rav from the case of Saita. And the Gemara has a shtickel that we have to say it was nichlasu chuppah v'lei nivla, otherwise he wouldn't be manukah me'avein. But still, we have to say that the chuppah works, otherwise you don't have the heavy ish is ishta, because arus is like shaisis, that a rusa can't be shaisa. So there, seemingly, we're just simply discussing if the nesu'un is chal b'nigay, then now it could be mashka, the meiseita. Nothing to do with achilas chuma. So the chayi see from that gemara that the machoikis rabbi shmul is tam of chuppah works, does it make a nesu'un or not? Azay l'chura. The Raman says that clear. The Raman says that's the ikka machoikis rabbi shmul. The machlokes Rav and Shmuel is, does a chuppah work or not? That's the machlokes. It should become a nesua, liyarshu l'tam alav v'nidra. Even if the Gemara was discussing chuma, but the underlying machlokes seems to be a machlokes tam if the chuppah works. Now even in that, there's an interesting machlokes Ramban and Ridva. The Ramban says, according to Shmuel, the whole shayla if the chuppah works is as if he was never ba'aleh. So then you want it to be called nichnas to the chuppah v'loy nivala. A chuppah is an isabi, is not called a chuppah. But if he was ba'aleh, so nevadin a nesu'un works even according to Shmuel. He says, if not, there'll never be such a thing as nesu'un by nisha psula. And he brings another raya, I'm not sure what the first raya is klar, but the other raya is, since it says by a kayin, nigim mitami l'ishta k'sher lo yitami ba'al ba'am of v'yachaloi, that he can only be mitami to an isha which is kasha l'kuna. He can't be mitami to an isha psula l'kuna. Now we know a kohen can only be tamei to an ishtei nesua, not to an ishtei arusa. If every isha, which is pasul lakuna, cannot become a nesua, so what's in the gay of the pasuk? Anyway, she's not a nesua. Elamai, with a bia, she'll become a nesua, even though she's asur, even according to Shmuel. That's the Rambam. But the Ridva taka asks this kasha. The Ridva says, according to Shmuel, what's the pshat? Why do we need the pasuk that ishta psula in the metamala, she's an arusa? And he brings one pshat that even Shmuel that says ein chuppah l'psulais, that's a derabana dikadin. With derabana, this din of ein chuppah l'psulais. With deraisa, there is a chuppah. And he answers that no, maybe you could say Shmuel is deraisa, but he learns it out kufa from this pasuk. Very, very interesting. The pasuk that says a kain can't be metamit ishta psula, according to Shmuel, what's the pshat? The pshat is not considered nesua l'choldavar. You see from the Ridva, because he asked the Kasha, and he says he's Terutzim, you see Mefurish, that even with the Bila, Shmuel holds Ein Chuppah L'Psulais. Now, Al-Kopanim, seemingly, the Machlekes, Rav and Shmuel, would be a Machlekes and Hilchas Chuppah in general. That is a Kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam, by Psulei Chuma, passes like Rav, that even though she's Pasul, still, the Suin works to Pasul her from Chuma. But Lagabi, the etzim kinyan of the chuppah, the Raman Ilchas Ishas per Gidol Achabei says, "Mishenichlis lechuppah nikris nesua vishlei nivla, pshut v'hu shetei roi lebila, aval meisa nida avish nichlis chuppah nesiachan ima lagarmu anesu very karusa adai." So that's a kasha in the Rambam. The Kasher Mishnah brings that the Ran says kasha. What's the pshat in the Rambam that he says that a isha nida, the nesuah doesn't work with the chuppah and the yichud, she's still like an arusa? The Rambam, we hold Yesh Chuppah L'Psulais. It brings down, we hold like Rav Yesh Chuppah L'Psulais. So why wouldn't it work? So Lecha Mishnah has two different terutzim. One terutz is, Mestabedika terutz, that even Rav holds Yesh Chuppah L'Psulais is because he doesn't plan on keeping the laws of the Yisurim. Fakert, that's why he's getting married. He's getting married to do Bia. That's the point. Terutz is, but it's Aser. Okay, but since L'Maisa, that's his Kavana, so it's considered a Chuppah. But let's say a case of person nida by someone who does keep Taras and Mishmach, he's not planning on being either on the Issa nida, He's planning on waiting until she becomes Tahira. So since this chuppah is something which he's not doing for Bia, other Rabbi is not allowed to be Ba'il. It's not possible Bia with this chuppah, lefi his mindset that he's going to keep the Yisurim, so then it doesn't work. That's the first teretz of the Lacha Mishnah, Mustabed the Geteretz. But then he says the second teretz, and the Rambam holds that our sugi is only Lagabi Chuma. Mechoigis Rav Shmuel is the chuppah lepsula, he says that pasul for Chuma. But even according to Rav, she's not considered an Asu, he's not kind to her. But the Shar HaMelech and other Achreinim ask that, how do you learn the sugi with Rav Sheshes? Rav Sheshes doesn't do psul Chuma. Rav Sheshes seems to talk about the etzim din Nesu, Lagabi Ashkos Mei Saita. Achreinim Amayrich about to answer the Rambam. So now let's see the sugi of Rami Bar Chama. I swear a sugya. We'll say over different shitas rishonim how to learn up the sugya. Right? After these hakdamas, after we have a machlekes rishonim, first of all, if yesh kupel lepsulas is like a bia and passes it entirely, or just like mishtameris the bia psula, and then we have another machlekes, if we're talking about a chuppah without kedushin, or dafka, a chuppah without kedushin is absolutely nothing, we're talking about dafka, a chuppah with kedushin. So let's see the sugya though. Gemara says, "Amar Rami Bar Chama, Yesh Kupa Lepsulas Bana Machlekes Reb Meir, Reb Lazar V'Reb Shimon. Reb Meir Dam Mer Kedushin Basli, Kupa Nami Basli. Reb Lazar Shimon Dam Kedushin Loi Basli, Kupa Nami Loi Basli. That the Machlekes Yesh Kupa Lepsulas is the Machlekes Reb Meir and Reb Lazar Shimon. Meir holds Kedushin Basli, she can't eat Chumas, the Kupa was the Basli. Reb Lazar Shimon hold that Kedushin does not Basli, Kupa was it does not Basli. Right? And the Gemara says, we may. Maybe Reb Meir holds that Kedushin, which is Kaina, works, but Chuppah, which is not Kaina, maybe not. And Inami, maybe Reb Lazar Shimon, only by Kedushin doesn't passel, because not Krei V'Labiyah, Chuppah is Krei V'Labiyah, maybe it does passel. That's the Gemara. So the Kasha on the Sugya is, what is he telling to a Machlekes Reb Meir and Reb Lazar Shimon? Mimanav Shech. If we're talking about a Chuppah after Kedushin, so what's the discussion? Of course, according to Reb Meir, it's pasul. Reb Meir dam kedushin pasli chup benami pasla. Reb Meir that says kedushin pasli obviously just means it's pasul in the meantime. But nesamun is kasher. Reb Meir says it's kasher. So what would chup be meiser? She's already pasul because of the kedushin. How would chup change anything? It's partially according to Reb Meir, the chup. There's no side the other way. If you have a kedushin and then you have a chup. She already has a kedushin. Elamayim tumen chuppah without kedushin. So why would that help a chlal? And what does it have to do with Reb Meir exactly? So Rashi holds, like we said, Rav Shmuel tumen chuppah without kedushin. Otherwise, there's no havana in this gemara. But there's two ways to learn Rashi, like we said. The real learns of Rashi that we're going up to. We're going according to havana and a chuppah is kaina. So what's the machlekes Rav and Shmuel? Rav holds yesh chuppah lepsulais, so the chuppah will make a kedushin. And more than that, since you have a kedushin and a chuppah at the same time, this kedushin chuppah b'loy biyam is a mishtameris l'biyah psula, even according to Blazer Reb Shimon. Reb Blazer Reb Shimon only argue about a kedushin that's not a chuppah, but a chuppah, like the Gemara says, a chuppah which is krayv l'biyah. Reb Blazer Reb Shimon also agree that it has the chumrah of mishtameris l'biyah psula. That's the pshat. That's the ravels. And what does Shmuel hold? Shmuel holds even according to Reb Meir not. Why? Because the chuppah only works by ksheris, not by psulis. It's not ain chuppah lepsulis. It doesn't work by it. Be'etzem, maybe Shmuel would hold that a chuppah could do that, but Shmuel stam holds that a chuppah doesn't work if B is aser. Chuppah doesn't work when B is aser. So Rav Mecham is arguing on both Rav and Shmuel. The says the Zay. He's arguing on Shmuel because Shmuel says chuppah doesn't work because she's aser. Mecham says no. Everyone holds the chuppah works. Even though it's aser. But he's arguing on Rav, because Rav said it's more chamer than Kedushin. I think it's the same as Kedushin. So I think that a chuppah without Kedushin, since we're going like Rav Hunan, a chuppah works. I think chuppah does work according to everyone. So shaf's a Kedushin. But I don't think that it's worse. So the Gemara says, Mimai. Maybe even according to Rabbi Meir, maybe chuppah is not kaina, because it's psulais. And maybe even according to Blazin of Shimon, Chuppah is worse. That's the Pshat in the Shtak of Atari to Gemara, according to the Taisus Pshat in Rashi. Rashba holds, like we said, that Rashi doesn't like Rav Huna. Rashi holds the Chuppah without Kedushin works because Lagabe Chuma, it blames Rishtameris Labi Ipsul. Like we said, the Rambam's also mashman that way. And the Rambam Samachainim learn that Mamish works to pass on Mamish like a Bia. So, Rav says, Yesh Kubel of Sulais means that she's Pasul in Gamri. I think that's how the Rajm is learning, even without a Kedushin. And Shmuel says that even with the Kedushin, it's not a Chuppah. It's nothing. It's zero. And Rav Bechama argues on both of them. He says like this. He says, you know what the Pshat is? A Chuppah without Kedushin is Bonal Machlekesh and Mein or Bazir Be'er Shimon. It's not a Bia, like Rav holds. On the other hand, it's not nothing like Shmuel holds. It has the same chaymer as a kedushin. There's no kedushin, but it has the same chaymer as a kedushin. And the male is bano l'machlekes Rameyah v'bazir Reb Shimon. Rameyah holds that kedushin passes. So a chuppah without any kedushin blives also mishnemeres l'biyah psula. And a blazir Reb Shimon hold that kedushin doesn't passel. So a chuppah doesn't blive like a biyah and passels. Chuppah is Chub is like a Kedushin. So now the Gemara says, we might. Maybe even Rav Meir would hold its mamish like a Bia. And maybe Rav Blazer of Shimon holds its mamish not even like a Kedushin. You don't have it right. Shmuel holds its Bechal not even like a Kedushin. And Rav could hold its mamish like a Bia. But Rav Bechal holds the middle. It's not like a Bia, but it is like a Kedushin, and that's why it's telling the Chalikah Shemayin and Blazer of Shimon. That's how the Rashi holds according to Rashi. Now, like we said, Rabbi Natan and the Ramban hold that without Kedushin is absolutely nothing. So Rabbi Natan holds like this. Rabbi Natan holds the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel is it like a Bia to pass the Legamri? So what's Pshat and Rami and Bachama? What does that do with Kedushin? So Rabbi Natan holds, he goes with Nechayis Chad Darga. Rav holds that a Chuppah after Kedushin passes her as if it was a Bia. Shmuel holds the Chuppah is not Chal. She still remains in Arusa, so Mela nothing changes. So I'll be machmir. Reb Meir that's machmir and says that the kedushin passes even without a nesuin. So then I would say he holds a nesuin and mislam is all the rabbanan. The mishmeres will be ipsul is the rabbanan. Mislam it is then also is the rabbanan. Otherwise it wouldn't be tali. But since Reb Meir says rabbanan will machmir by kedushin to pass at least while she's mekudeshes, so who and then the rabbanan will machmir by nesuin to consider a nivula and pass the loyalam. And since Reb Blazer and Reb Shimon hold that Kedushin you don't passel, so who within the Chuppah after Kedushin might think you won't passel? And the Gemara is Mimai. It's very simple. Maybe Reb Meir holds that a Kedushin passels because it's Kaina, but that a Chuppah should turn into a Bia Mehechatesa. Avada shall still be passel from the Kedushin because she had Kedushin, but that the Chuppah should go and make it worse, make it like a Bia Mehechatesa. Forget the Dichoy. It's Pashit. The Tzushtel is a little bit shver. The Rav Chama the Tzushtel. As I mean, the Kedushin passels at the Beside Veilig. So the Chuppah also afterwards will passel Olam. Maybe the Chuppah, maybe the Kedushin passels side Veilig, but the Chuppah doesn't do anything. And maybe Vakait. Maybe the Kedushin doesn't passel, but the Chuppah passeled. Yeah. Not a Raya. But the Ramban holds that even according to Rav, the Chuppah is not like a Bia. It doesn't passel Legami. The Machlaikis Rav and Shmuel is not if she blives in the Suah or not. That's the Machlaikis. She blives in the Suah even Lagabe Uldinim. And Rav holds if she's Aser, but Lamais, if you do in the Suah, she becomes your wife, Liarsha Latamila, well not Latamila, because it can't be Matamila Shtipsula, but she becomes your wife, Lagabe Afaris Adarim, Lagabe Yerusha, Lagabe Aladinim, Lagabe Saita, and Shmuel holds not. So according to the Ramban, what does that have to do with the Mechleikas Remein or Bozen of Shimon? Mechleikas Remein or Bozen of Shimon is if Kedushin makes an Issa Chuma washes Mekudeshes. And Mechleikas Rav and Shmuel is if a Chuppah, someone who's Aser, does that make her an Asu or not? What's the Shaykhis, the two things? So it holds like this. Ramacham held the Ilum the Chuppah is Chal. But according to Rav Meir, just like Rav Meir holds that a Kedushin gives her a Chalais Mishnemeris Labiya Psula to Aser her, so too Chuppah would also do that. I already have the Kedushin. So Ramban says in Afkamina, let's say you have a case like this. I think it means Dafka by Psua Daka, which can happen afterwards. And Dafka Lafi the Gemara in the Arul, they say Kvar Ochla. If Isha became a Psua Daka, so the Gemara says in Arul, even according to Rav Meir, she can continue eating Chuma. She's not called the Mishnemeris Labiya Psula because Kvar Ochla. Now let's say according to the Mishnah Rishayna that she can eat after that Agah Zman. So what happens is like this. You have someone's Mekadesh and Isha, and after 12 months she could eat Truma. And then it becomes a Psua Daka. So according to Rav Meir, she continue eating Truma. And now he does a Chuppah. So just like when he did Kedushin, he did something which made him Mishtameris to be a Psula Ta'aser, Chuppah would also make this a Safis Psul Ta'aser. That's Pshat Yesh Chuppah L'Psulas according to Rav Meir. The Chuppah itself has a Kayach to make a Mishtameris to be a Psula. I anyway have that for Kedushin. So he has a case where you don't have it for the Kedushin. Where a case, according to the Mishnah Rishayna, where she can eat before the Chuppah, and it's Kvar Achla, and then you did the Chuppah, so now the Chuppah can make a Mishmeis to be a Psula. And Rav Shimon says, Kedushin doesn't make a Mishmeis to be a Psula. Who then Chuppah doesn't make a Mishmeis to be a Psula? And that the Gemara was Deicha, that maybe according to Rabbi Meir, it's only Kedushin that does it, not Chuppah. Or maybe according to Buzz of Shimon, Kedushin doesn't do it, but maybe Chuppah's crave will be it does do it. But that's how the Ramban learns the Gemara of Rami Bachama.